This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Carl Anderson. He leads the Carl Anderson New Orleans Jazz Band, and he's performing with the Central Illinois Jazz Orchestra in their upcoming concert with the Peoria Area Civic Chorale, Swing into Spring. Performances are tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at Five Points, Washington. Carl, we're so excited to have you on the show.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. We're really looking forward to this coming weekend.
Now, Carl, you're really involved with all aspects of jazz here in Central Illinois.
Absolutely.
Is this the first collaboration between Peoria Area Civic Chorale and the Central Illinois Jazz Orchestra?
Actually, it's not. It's sort of a reprise. We did this about 10 years ago or so and had a tremendous turnout for this, allowed us to kind of tap into both crowds for each of the performing ensembles, do some things independently on stage, and to do some things, as you say, collaboratively with both of us performing together.
And for someone who isn't familiar with the Central Illinois Jazz Orchestra, can you describe that ensemble and the style of music that you play?
Absolutely. So Central Illinois Jazz Orchestra, or CIJO as we refer to it, is a 16-piece traditional jazz band that plays tunes, everything from Stan Kenton to Count Basie and all the standards, as well as new literature that's written as well. So configuration is your typical five saxophones, four trombones, four trumpets, and a rhythm section. That group started actually in 1998. It was sort of a brainchild that myself and a few people had to allow community members to continue to play jazz in a larger ensemble than what is normally commercially viable, and do it in such a way that would attract some of the very finest musicians in the Central Illinois area to perform. And it's sort of what we call a kicks band, something that just gets together once a month and performs generally at a local restaurant or bar and perform for a live audience.
And I'm guessing that as a 16-piece ensemble, you probably focus on and favor some of the big band repertoire.
We do. Some things out of, you know, traditionally out of the 1940s and 50s, but there's a lot of current literature that's written as well. As a matter of fact, one of the pieces we're going to be doing on this concert was written by our musical director, Dr. Todd Kelly, who's here on staff at Bradley University. It's a piece called Elvis Has Left the Building, which is actually a swing tune, so it fits right into our motive as well.
And has this piece been performed before?
Yeah, it was. Actually, this was performed by the Bradley Jazz Ensemble initially in Italy when we went to tour there a few years ago.
So for this performance, we have Peoria Area Civic Chorale and we have the CIJO Orchestra. And there's two directors. We have the director of the choir and the director of the orchestra. So who wins the baton?
Well, because this we are in their home, this would certainly be Dr. Joe Henry, who is the musical director for the chorale. However, we will be doing some pieces independent of the chorale. And with jazz, you know, we don't really have the leader standing in front of it like you might have in a Sousa band or something like that. So jazz is a little more freeform in that style. So
I was going to say that that's sort of an unusual pairing of a jazz orchestra and a full concert choir. It's a collection of forces and a mixture of ensembles that you probably don't see all that much.
It is very uncommon. I mean, the music was not initially written for that. It was more often written for maybe a single soloist to be performing with a jazz orchestra, perhaps for a dance or for a concert, something like that. So we're just taking that concept and broadening it a bit with the whole orchestra.
And so for the pieces where the choir and the orchestra are performing together, does that change how the orchestra prepares? Did you have Dr. Henry come in and listen to or work with the orchestra to get ready for those elements?
We did a couple of dress rehearsals where we bring everything together. The jazz orchestra is made up of all professional players, so we've been in many situations where we've had to accompany people, and we understand that role of whether or not you're the soloist at the time or you're the accompanist at the time and kind of mix the two together. But it is a challenge because we put out a large bank of sound, as you can imagine, with a lot of horns and percussion and that kind of thing, and balance that against a large voice choir is still always a challenge.
Now, this is a 16-piece orchestra, and it's been around for over 15 years now.
Right.
You were a founding member. Can you talk about how the orchestra has changed a bit over the years, or where it's at now as opposed to when it first started?
Sure. When I first put this together, it was kind of interesting. If you remember the Gap commercial that was so popular in the late 90s, which sort of brought swing back into favor, especially with a lot of young students, high school students and so forth, and they started to follow our group. That kind of course, waned a little bit over the years, but the group itself has stayed together because really the purpose of the group was to allow community members to continue to play jazz in a larger setting without necessarily being affiliated with a university or a, you know, high school or something along those lines. Part of the challenge, of course, is finding a place to play because it is a large group. The Fieldhouse Bar and Grill here right near Bradley's campus here on Campustown has been very gracious the last few years to allow us to play, and they've got a large room with a stage that gives us an opportunity to not only perform publicly, but because we are right by Bradley's campus, we attract a lot of the Bradley students, both the larger community, but many of our music majors, too, will pop in and even occasionally sit in the group.
I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the other ensembles that you perform with or have performed with. I first met you in the context of your New Orleans jazz band.
Sure.
And you also play in kind of a 70s-style funk groove band.
That's right.
Can you talk a little bit about those?
Sure. That group is called JC and the Redemption. The JC is Jeremy Clark, who's a very prominent drummer in the area. As a matter of fact, he's the drummer for CJO and is generally the drummer performing with PAC when they perform independent of our group. That group, JC and the Redemption, is a soul funk rock band. We perform tunes out of the 1960s and 70s that sort of something you hear on the Stax record label. And so Earth, Wind, and Fire, Stevie Wonder, Tower Power, all of those kinds of things. It's a five-piece horn line. It's a lot of fun and very different from the New Orleans style of music that I've been playing for so many years.
Just as a performer, what do you get out of having these opportunities to play not only in different ensembles, but in ensembles that feature different styles of repertoire? What's the benefit to you as a performer to being able to go from mode to mode to mode?
Well, I'm often asked what is my favorite style of music to play, and I always default to the fact that if you can perform many different styles, that is what makes it so much fun. Because you could be playing in an orchestra one night, you could be playing in a jazz group another night, and playing in a rock band a completely different night. And all of those are a completely different skill set. So being able to have that versatility is what makes it fun and keeps things fresh, because you're constantly having to kind of fine-tune those skills in those different areas.
Now, you're going to be taking a very special trip with some of your Bradley students coming up here soon.
Can you
mention that briefly?
Sure. The Bradley Jazz Ensemble will be traveling to New Orleans on the 15th of May for about a week. And I'm going to be the guest soloist going along with that group. Dr. Todd Kelly is, of course, the musical director of the Jazz Ensemble here on campus. And it's kind of a unique trip for us because in addition to playing in the evenings, we're actually going to be doing some service projects, sort of the Rebuild New Orleans campaign that started after Hurricane Katrina. So we wanted to have our students involved not only in the musical aspect of New Orleans, but also the culture and some of the troubles and, you know, challenges that community has had to face after rebuilding from the hurricane a number of years ago.
Carl, put on your musician hat and talk to us as a musician just for a moment. What does it mean for you to have an ensemble like CJO that once a month you can get together and perform with?
You know, it has been a wonderful way to continue a love of music that started for me back when I was in school. It is a very different style of music compared to some of the other things that I might commercially get paid to play, you know, whether it be playing the Peoria Municipal Band or playing for a church ensemble or something like that. But I think that's what draws musicians to what we do. Mm-hmm. And performing live in front of a very enthusiastic crowd, which we've had a great following with this group for a long, long time. And I think every musician at heart, you know, really they love to play, but they love to play for people more than anything else. and this group definitely attracts it. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to collaborate with a group like PAC, because they also have a large, strong following for many, many years. And by being able to sort of cross-populate, if you will, our crowds, really brings strength to both groups and really showcases the fact that in Central Illinois, we have an abundance of very, very fine musical groups that our audiences and our local musicians can participate in.
We've been talking with Carl Anderson. He's a member of the Central Illinois Jazz Orchestra. They're joining the Peoria Area Civic Chorale for a concert, Swing Into Spring. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 o'clock at Five Points Washington. Carl, thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Hope to see everyone at the concerts.
The Tony Award-winning musical Hairspray opens tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Peoria Players Theater. This high-energy musical follows the story of Tracy Turnblad and her dream to dance on the Corny Collins Show. The curtain rises at 7:30 p.m. Performances continue this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. For information and tickets, visit www.peoriaplayers.org.
And the Peoria Symphony Orchestra is in concert this weekend with a program called Legendary London. They are performing works by four British composers, Edward Elgar and Ralph Vaughan Williams, along with Paul McCartney and Malcolm Arnold. That concert is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Grace Church.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.